mortal man, plus a humorous interlude with comic artisans.
"What's an artisan?"
said Weaver the Thatcher. "Dunno, type of, well, I reckon," Jason scratched his head. "Yeah, they've got 'em down on the plains. I repaired a pump for one once. Artisan wells."
"What's comic about them?"
"Well, maybe people fall down 'em in a funny way."
"Why can't we do it, Morris, like normal?"
said Obadiah Carpenter the tailor, who was also general poacher, cesspit cleaner, and approximate carpenter, with a couple of nails that'll stay up all right.
"Morris is for every day," said Jason. "We got to do something cultural. This come all the way from Aunt Morpork."
"We could do the stick and bucket dance," volunteered Baker the Weaver.
"No one is to do the stick and bucket dance ever again," said Jason. "Old Mr. Thrum still walks with a limp, and it were 3 months ago."
Weaver the Thatcher squinted at his copy of the script.
"Who's this bugger Exeunt Omnes?" he said.
"I don't think much of my part," said Carpenter. "It's too small."
"It's his poor wife I feel sorry for," said Weaver automatically.
"Why?" said Jason. The thing about iron is that you generally don't have to think fast in dealing with it.
"And why's there got to be a lion in it?"
said Baker the Weaver.
"'Cause it's a play," said Jason. "No one would want to see it if it had a donkey in it. Oh, I can just see people coming to see a play because it had a donkey in it. This play was written by a real playsmith. I can just see a real playsmith putting donkeys in a play. He says he'd be very interested to hear how we get on. Now, just you all shut up."
"I don't feel like the Queen of the Fairies,"
moaned Bestiality Carter. "Well, it's like this. The Carter parents were a quiet and respectable Lancre family who got into a bit of a mix-up when it came to naming their children. First, they had four daughters who were christened Hope, Chastity, Prudence and Charity, because naming girls after virtues is an ancient and unremarkable tradition. Then their first son was born, and out of some misplaced idea about how this naming business was done, he was called Anger Carter, followed later by Jealousy Carter, Bestiality Carter and Covetousness Carter. Life being what it is, Hope turned out to be a depressive, Chastity was enjoying life as a lady of negotiable affection in Ankh Morpork, Prudence had 13 children, and Charity expected to get a dollar's change out of 75 pence. Whereas the boys had grown into amiable, well-tempered men, and Bestiality Carter was, for example, very kind to animals.
"You'll grow into it," said Weaver. "I hope not."
And you've got to rehearse," said Jason.
"There is no room," said Thatcher the Carter. "Well, I ain't doing it where anyone else can see me," said Bestiality. "Even if we go out in the woods somewhere, people will be bound to see me in a dress." "They won't recognise you in your makeup," said Weaver. "Makeup?"
"Yeah, and your wig," said Taylor, the other Weaver.
"He's right, though," said Weaver. "If we're going to make fools of ourselves, I don't want no one to see me until we're good at it."
"Somewhere off the beaten track, like," said Thatcher the Carter.
"Out in the country,"
said Tinker the Tinker.
"Where no one goes," said Carter.
Jason scratched his cheese-grater chin. He was bound to think of somewhere.
"And who's going to play Exeunt Omnes?" said Weaver. "He doesn't have much to say, does he?"
The coach rattled across the featureless plains. The land between Ankh Morpork and the Ramtops was fertile, well-cultivated, and dull, dull, dull. Travel broadens the mind. This landscape broadened the mind because the mind just flowed out from the ears like porridge. It was the kind of landscape where if you saw a distant figure cutting cabbages, you'd watch him until he was out of sight because there was simply nothing else for the eye to do.
"I spy," said the bursar, "with my little eye, something beginning with H."
"Ooh,
no."
"Horizon?" said Ponder.
"You guessed."
"Of course I guessed. I'm supposed to guess. We've had S for sky, C for cabbage, O for ook, and there's nothing else."
"I'm not going to play any more if you're going to guess."
The bursar pulled his hat down over his ears and tried to...